Welcome to our new monthly show, Storytellers of Color, that airs every second Monday as part of a public affair here on KGNU. The main goal of the show is to provide a safe space for communicators of color through a series of conversations to elevate their voices and discuss issues of equity and access in the media landscape. I am your host, Rosanna Longobetter, KGNU's bilingual equity reporter, and today we have Adolfo Romero as our guest speaker. Adolfo Romero is a multifaceted artist from Chile. He also is the director of music in su teatro. Welcome to our show today, Adolfo. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Rosanna. Thanks for inviting me. It's such an honor being part of this radio show. I am, as you said, I am a visual artist and musician. I have been living in Colorado for 7 years. I work in su teatro as music director, and I am playing, always performing to Denver in Colorado in different parts.
We are speaking with Adolfo Romero. He is well known in the community, in the artist community, the music community in Denver, and I'm going to say in Colorado, because you go around performing and you have such way with musicians that people know they can count with you. This is a pleasure to have you today, especially during our fan drive, our fundraising efforts, trying to bring attention and spotlight to the shows that we produce, shows that are unique, like this one, Storytellers of Color, is really to elevate those voices that many times are not heard in commercial media. It's a pleasure to have you, really. Talk about a little bit about yourself. How is it that you came to occupy su teatro, your background, because you not only get yourself into the music, but you send me all this visual art that I was so impressed. So that's the reason I say out loud, you are a multifacético. You're a multifaceted artist.
And thanks for appreciating what I do. Well, I moved to Colorado 7 years ago because my family was living here in Colorado, USA. That was the main reason. When I arrived, well, I was known English speaker, so I had to learn English. I'm still learning, for sure. Well, I keep doing what I have done my entire life, arts and music, working with the community too. And I connect with su teatro. I was invited to play in a play called Amorcito Corazón years ago. I think it was 2015, because they were needing a bolero musician, kind of someone who was able to play fingerstyle boleros. That was how I was invited to su teatro, and then the next year I was called to be the music director. Since that time, I have been working with them. It has been such a honor to me. It has been such experience working with the Chicano community. I feel myself very identified with their struggles about social justice, about recognition, about lands. As visual artist, I have been doing several projects. 2016, I was invited to show my art at the Denver Art Museum. I was invited to show at the, it's called a costume studio. Nowadays, it is a 3D studio on the first floor of the Denver Art Museum. So I have been invited probably 4 or 5 times to show my art. I have wrought sculptures, masks, different stuff. And also, I have been part of other projects. I had a residency at the Children's Museum in Denver, so I have an artwork as part of the collection of that museum. And also, I have been working in some public art projects.
I'm speaking with Adolfo Romero from su teatro, talking about the art that he has been producing these last years, occupying spaces in honor of Chicano community that has been present in Denver for a long time. And what comes to my mind now is that phrase that I love so much from the Chicano community: they didn't cross the borders crossed them. It's special because where the su teatro is located is a place that really talks about a neighborhood that belong to the Chicano community.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Chicano community, their roots connects directly with the indigenous people of this land. So they are always having here. And they suffer two colonizations, you know, first the Spanish colonization, this most part of the USA, the West Coast, has a strong influence from Spain. Indeed, we are living in Colorado, which is a name in Spanish. And after that, they were impacted by the second colonization in English. So it's a community that they have demonstrated such a strong, you know, resistance.
Resistance, that's precisely the word that I like, la resistencia. It's a strong word. Resistance really means and talks about the resilience of a community that knows how to keep together, how to become a collective, to resist and be strong against all odds. Your art really identifies with that. How would you describe your artwork and how is your creative process?
My artwork proposal, it's very connected with the indigenous roots. Several years ago, I started to be engaged with the study of the symbol of our indigenous poem. The interesting thing was to recognize myself as part of this mestizo, you know, blend. I have more than 50% of my blood is indigenous, and I grew up in a city where the indigenous were kind of discriminated or they received derogative words always. So that was the very beginning of my, you know, to connect with the indigenous worldview. And when I moved to Santiago, the capital in Chile, I really start to appreciate more and recognize myself as part of that, you know, influence and that community. So I started to develop a style which includes all the symbols and the visual words of an artist. It can blend many things. So I have influence from the expressionism, the symbolism, the abstract painting. So I try to create my own world, and I receive those symbols in the context that they have. Every symbol has a charge, you know, has a weight, I would say a power of meaning that may move your spirit. So that's the sense that the symbols makes on me. They move myself, you know, they encourage myself to go forward. And that is my inner process. But in a collective sense, I would say it's a commitment to spread the word about that, is to establish a communication, a revalue all that language, the ancient language we exist nowadays, but probably the establishment take that away, the established culture. We are still in a process of decolonization. So my commitment is with that process, a decolonization process, to recognize, to appreciate more the indigenous culture, the natives along all the Americas. In USA, people say Americas. For me, America is just one. It's a continent, one thing, divided in three parts. But indigenous people along the continent received the same impact of the colonization. They received a genocide from Spain, from Europe in general. So I think it's time to shame that view. It's time to shame the worldview in terms of ethnocentrism, in terms to revalorizar.
Revalorizar. I'm speaking with Adolfo Romero, and today that is Indigenous Peoples Day, we are talking precisely about colonization, about the power of art, and the power of occupying those spaces that forever have been occupied, but just to bring the spotlight and the reality that we are here and that we continue occupying these spaces even against all odds. I just want to make sure that we continue this wonderful conversation, but I need to make a little pause here and say you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And we are talking today with musical director of Su Teatro, Adolfo Romero. We're talking about different things, about his art and about the presence of the Chicano movement and community in the Denver metro area. I would really like to make sure that I ask about the grant that you recently were awarded in recognition of the hard work and the dedication of all these years that you have given.
Thanks for that. In my country, I made some public art projects. I create a project called Luches para Niños Sin Edad. Luches is what we call the Rayuela. Here in USA, that playground is called Hopscotch. So it's a very interesting thing because I thought that the Hopscotch was a traditional game from Chile. And I will say every country thinks that is a traditional game from every country because they feel that kind of appropriation. But it's a very, very old playground that comes from the Roman Empire. And it has been traveling along the different countries from Europe, from USA, in every country called in a different way. There are several designs. That was my first important public art project, which connects with the last grant because I include some hopscotch in this current project. Well, I made them in mosaic technique. So in order to make them more resistant, it can, you know, last more time. So that was my first inspiration. And I will say working in mosaic came from a trip that I had years ago to Spain, in Barcelona. I really loved the technique of the mosaic when I went to Parque Güell in Barcelona, an amazing place. So that's when I literally fell in love with the mosaic technique. And I include that as part of my techniques. So when I moved to USA, I had the thinking, I want to do this. I want to do this in Denver. I would love to have some hopscotch in some areas, in any part in Denver. So I worked hard to do that. First, I got a grant years ago to make some temporary hopscotch along the Santa Fe area. There still should be two or three still, because they were kind of big stickers on the ground, on the sidewalk. And so that was the first. Then I got another grant, same area, because I'm very connected with that area. I'm part also of the board of Museo de las Americas. Also have been helping to keep alive the Aztlan Theater. I'm very connected with Timeo. They are friends of mine. So I work with three Chicano or three, you know, Latino remarkable points in the Santa Fe area, Su Teatro, Museo de las Americas, and Aztlan Theater. So in Aztlan Theater, I made a couple of years ago a huge mural, very large sized mural, honoring the Aztec culture. So the indigenous culture for me has been, during the last years, has been the most important thing, you know, my commitment with them has been something very strong. So for this grant, I had an interesting experience. I applied to two other grants before this, and those grants were connected also with the story of Denver. And so I had to study more about the indigenous culture here in Denver, how was the process, how Denver became in Denver nowadays. So it was an Arapaho, mostly community camps. They lived in our area, So when I was called to create a proposal, I was pre-selected first. 60 artists in Denver applied to this grant, the last one, and five were pre-selected. So those five had to create specific proposal for this grant. So that was my time to put all the other experience that I got from the other projects that I couldn't win. I focused directly in the connection about this specific area in Denver, the Auraria area, in the indigenous culture. And I include the immigrant, all the topics. So this call comes from Denver Arts and Venue. And I had to present my proposal, which is five art pieces, two sculptor, two hopscotch, my dream.
It's really happening. Yeah. You got this grant and it's a big deal. What's the name of the grant?
It's called The Children of the Eternal Sun. Mm. That's the name. Los Hijos del Sol Eterno. Because I think the resistance, the indigenous people resistance has been one of the most encouraging things. They have been absolutely brave, the resistance, most important. Something that I learned also in Bolivia. You know, in Bolivia, it's a country that I really love. When you walk in La Paz, Bolivia, when you are walking on this street, you can hear, listen, you get Spanish, but also in the same proportion, the indigenous language. You can hear Aymara on the street. People still talk in their original language. When the arrogance from the conquerors say, oh, we brought the religion, we brought the civilization, we brought the culture, that is such an ignorance. That this is a message for a political in Madrid. Just a couple, I don't know, last week I heard something that we shouldn't ask for apologies. We brought the civilization, the culture. It's such a huge ignorance.
Adolfo Romero speaking with us today in this Storytellers of Color show about the indigenous resistance and the culture and the power of language, because when you keep your language, you keep your culture.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. Indigenous people, the native people on this continent, they made such amazing progress in astronomy, in architecture, in many fields. So it's important to put the eye and recognize an important work, you know, to recognize what the legacy, what they have been doing, making, you know, the legacy itself.
And the importance that they are still here. They're still here, exactly. Occupying the space.
Yeah, we have to support them. We have to support those people in Standing Rock. We have to support the people in Denver. I encourage to whom don't feel that I am not indigenous, I take this and no, be respectful, try to recognize, try to understand, try to think in a different way, because, you know, we have been kind of modulated. Culture has been determined in a way that people think that they are the center of the world. And we have to move away. You have to, you know, be brave to go forward your circle, your own circle, and being respectful to learn more about, you know, what is always has been here.
They are colliding. There's a coming together of the Indigenous People's Day and also the Latino Heritage Month that ends in October 15, and you are also behind a celebration, a culmination of celebration where there's going to be an honoring of people that have been working hard for the community. Talk to us about that event.
Yeah, I was invited by the public libraries of Denver. It's an honor to be part of that event. And what I want to do is to present many colors I can from our countries, communities. I really adore the Latin American music, South American music. I try to play to learn as many styles I could. Yeah, I'm gonna include music from almost every country in South America, tangos from Argentina, music from Brazil. I spent some years ago a time living in Brazil, and I learned some of their culture. I really love Brazil. I'm still able to sing and play music in Portuguese. And yeah, Afro-Peruvian music too, of course, folk music from my country, from Chile. And also going to include some compositions that I have done.
So Adolfo Romero, I think that at this point, we really need to listen to your guitar. So let's close it by listening to your guitar and then listening to your last thoughts about this coming event.
The admission is free, totally free admission. It's going to be on 15 at Aslan Theater, which is located at Santa Fe Drive with 10th Avenue, right in the corner. It's a huge building. And there is a bar, public libraries, they are going to bring some food. So we are going to have such a beautiful celebration.
Is it going to be outdoors?
Well, it depends of how the weather is going to be that day. You know, Colorado's crazy, it's totally unpredictable weather. So, well, I will be happy to present that outdoors. During the pandemic, I was organizing some shows outside, right in the mural has background. Well, but it's going to depend. Most probably it's going to be inside because it's getting colder.
We're speaking with Adolfo Romero, a multifaceted artist from Chile that's going to be playing a beautiful music right now for us in celebration of, like I like to say, Latinidad, indigenismo, indigenize our senses. Thank you so much for joining these Storytellers of Color today. Take us with your music.
Thank you, Rosana, for inviting me. It's been such a fun month and an honor. We're going to play is a song from my country, which is called Si Somos Americanos. And that song really go to the core of the point, my point about the America. Because it talk about the union spirit between countries. All we are Americans from different countries. We have to be brothers. We have to practice, you know, the union to support each other. That is the spirit of the song.
Adolfo Romero. Tell me again the name of the song.
It's called Si Somos Americanos, If We Are Americans. It was composed by Rolando Alarcón, a Chilean songwriter, probably 50 years ago. It's an old song. And I took the, you know, that song, but I transformed, you know, the rhythm. Originally, it was playing a rhythm called From the Northeast Area in Chile. I transformed that to a landó, Peruvian landó.
Las mismas flores, tenemos las mismas manos. Si somos americanos, seremos buenos vecinos. El blanco, el mestizo, el indio y el negro son hermanos. Bailaremos marinera, no es malo a samba y son. Si somos americanos, seremos una canción. Si somos americanos, seremos una canción.
That was a short version of the song.
Adolfo Romero singing for us this morning, Si Somos Americanos, If We Are All American. Such a beautiful song. Is that a good translation for it?
I think so. Yeah. It's a conditional way to express, hey, if we are American, we should be United States.
Yeah, we should all be American and we should all recognize our humanity. Thank you so much for this opportunity today. It has been an honor. I want to thank Adolfo Romero, multifaceted artist, musician, painter. I love the beautiful murals that you also have done, and especially the ones with the butterfly, because they have an amazing symbolism.
Exactly. That is located at Su Teatro. And there is coming soon the next one, the grand is going to be located at Sun Valley neighborhood, right in the downtown.
It's fascinating to have this opportunity to speak with you today, Adolfo Romero. And I want to thank you for joining us today for our Storytellers of Color, a collaborative effort with an open invitation to other storytellers to come into our airwaves to tell their stories and to occupy the safe space that we are providing every second Monday of the month as part of a public affair here in your KGNU community radio. Thank you so much. A last message that you would like to send to our listeners.
Well, just remember, all you guys are invited to go on October 15th to the show at the Slam Theater. Also, we are to represent again the play called El Corrido del Barrio at Su Teatro. We have shows from Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Please go. It's such an amazing, beautiful, meaningful story of a local story. So it's important to go and understand more about the Denver's growing process. And keep an eye on the Sun Valley Art Project.
Adolfo Romero, music director of Su Teatro. I have been your host, Rosana Longo-Better.